to absorb and to grasp your word. Lord, we cannot understand any of this. We cannot understand any line or verse or chapter or book unless the Holy Spirit of God will help us, because these things cannot be discerned but by the Spirit of God that will help us and will teach us. So therefore, Lord, we submit ourselves to you. We cannot understand this, and we ask your Holy Spirit to take control of our listen this time. And Lord, I pray that you will also empower me to give me utterance, give me understanding, and I can open my mouth boldly. And help me, Lord, that I can bring this message to your people. And Lord, again, it's not me, but the Holy Spirit of God, empower me, Lord. And thank you for your goodness. Let the hearts of the people are ready to receive this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, here, let us take a look at this rapture, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the church. He's going to come for the church in 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. I might be slow now because I'm going to open my Bible, but you can get it straight from the screen. So, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. There's a lot of reading here, but it's good to pay, you know, attention to this long reading, because these are the things that will help us see what is really is the plan of God, and where is that in the scripture, and then we will be guided accordingly. Verse number 13, the Bible says, "But I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then also, which sleep in Jesus, will God raise with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep." Prevent, that means not deceive. That means they will come out first from the ground before we will be taken together to the air. So shall not prevent them which are asleep. Asleep again is those people who have died in Christ. Those people who have, you know, Christ in their lives before they die. And Jesus Christ is calling them asleep. Or God is calling them asleep. Why? Because if you have Christ, you will never die. You will die in the flesh, maybe in the body, but you are just sleeping. And I think that Jesus Christ will wake you up. Just like Lazarus, when he died 4 days, and Jesus Christ called him, "Lazarus, come forth." And then the same body that the Lord Jesus Christ, when he rose from the grave, the same body that we will have. So we will not die, as the Bible says. In verse number 16 this time, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with his words." And another text that will tell us also in John chapter 14, this is the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse number 1 to 3, it said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." And we read from 1 Thessalonians 4:13 to 18. The parallel to that, the parallel is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 51. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And from verse number 51, you will find, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep." Now again, the word sleep is die. Die. "We shall not all sleep. We shall not all die. But we shall all be changed." So why not all be dead? Because when Jesus Christ will come, there will be people alive. So there will be people alive. So not all will die. So, behold, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound. So twinkling of an eye is very quick, fast, very very quick event. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And he's speaking of those people who have died before him. If Jesus Christ arrived at that moment of the Apostle Paul's life, then Apostle Paul will be changed. But those people who have died will be raised incorruptible. Now, if the Lord Jesus Christ will come today, we will be changed. But those people in the grave who have Christ also will be raised incorruptible. So, he said, and we shall be changed, for this corruptible must have must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the same that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So you will have victory over death. Not because we are good, but because of Christ that saved us, that came to our hearts and our life. So this is the promise of those people who have received Jesus Christ. Now, Titus chapter 2, verse number 3. Titus chapter 2, verse number 3. For we are not... Is it the one? All right. Thank you. Sorry, 13. We are not. Verse 13. Titus 2:13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Okay. The rapture is our blessed hope. If there is something that we are looking for in this life, is the rapture. When the rapture strikes, then all of us, you know, will be given this new body, incorruptible body that cannot sin anymore. An incorruptible body that will not decay. And that is not just for a moment of time or a season. It is for all eternity. So that is why that is the blessed hope that the Lord Jesus Christ prepared for us. Revelation chapter 3, verse number 10. Revelation chapter 3, verse number 10. Revelation 3:10. It says there that because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. So this is what's going to happen to those people. All of us will be here tempted, but Jesus Christ promised that he will keep us. And chapter 4, verse number 1, Revelation 4, 1, and after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee the things which must be hereafter. And in verse number 2, and immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. In Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 19. Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 19. Bible says, thy dead men shall live together with my dead body, shall they arise, awake, and sing, and that dwell in dust. For thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. So the earth, you mean the cemeteries, the earth that keep the people who have died, will release the dead. Those who are saved, those people who receive Jesus Christ. So they will be released, and then together with us, we'll meet the Lord in the air. So again, the Lord Jesus Christ returned. He will come as we know it, he will descend from heaven, but he will stay in the air. There are two stages that the Lord Jesus Christ will come. When he comes, he will stay in the air for a moment, maybe for 7 years, and then before he will eventually touch down on earth. So one of his one of the purpose of that is to meet us in the air so that we will be judged according to what we have done to Jesus Christ. No unbelievers can join us in this. No unbelievers. Only the believers of Jesus Christ will rise up to meet the Lord in the air for the judgment seat of Christ, as mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 10. 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all, not all there are those Christians, Jesus Christ, saved by the Lord Jesus. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Even Christians can do bad things. So if we are not, when we got saved, I got saved in 1993. So again, from the moment we got saved, we do good things, we still do bad things. And those things will be judged by the Lord Jesus Christ. But again, this is different from the Great White Throne Judgment. Because the Great White Throne Judgment, 1,000 years after this judgment seat of Christ, will also be the judgment only for those who refuse to reject Jesus Christ. All of them will be there. But there are so much of them, so many. So those people who are Christians or who believe in Jesus Christ, true Christians, true believers, will be taken in the rapture. And then the remainder of the people here, some of them can still be saved, but most of them will just be judged in the great white throne judgment. So again, this is catching away, or this is called the rapture. And the rapture will be followed by a 7-year period known as the Great Tribulation, that everything is here, the marking of 666 and the Great Tribulation. And hail, it's mentioned in, I think, Isaiah or in Revelation, that the hail will be poured upon the earth. And the hail is like 50 kilograms of ice will be. This world will be rained with 50 kilograms of ice. And there are so many others. And it's just a great torment and great tribulation. That is why it is called Great Tribulation. And this will begin with the Antichrist from Europe making a treaty with Israel and breaking it after 3.5 years. And the last 3.5 years of the Antichrist reign will be the Great Tribulation spoken of by Christ in Matthew chapter 24, verse number 21. Matthew 24, verse 21. Look at this. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, to this time, no, nor ever shall be. There's nothing like this day. There's nothing like this period of time, the great tribulation. And the Lord Jesus Christ is calling it written in red. That means it comes out from the mouth of the Lord Jesus. And then after that, this will be followed by the second stage of Christ returning to earth with believers this time to rule the world in righteousness. In Zechariah chapter 14, verse number 1 to 5. Zechariah 14, 1 to 5. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall be moved toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And that is going to happen. This is called the Battle of Armageddon. So the Lord Jesus Christ will touch down after. This is the second year. I think I need water. This is the second year of that return. After suspending in the air for 7 years, then eventually touching down to the earth, to the ground, and that is a place called Megiddo, the Valley of Megiddo, because that is where he will fight the battle of Armageddon. And by that time, all nations in this world, because Christians are gone, you know, already 7 years before that, all Christians disappeared in this world. All believers in Jesus Christ disappeared into the air, to meet the Lord in the air, and then be judged in the judgment seat of Christ. So therefore, this world will be filled with unbelievers. All unbelievers are here. But again, there are people that will change their mind about Christ and will believe later, after that, during the tribulation. And then, the Lord Jesus Christ will touch down, and these nations, all nations, China, America, including America, because no more Christians in America. No more believers in Christ in America. No more believers in Australia. No more believers in New Zealand. No more believers in the Philippines. No more believers all over the world. All the people that remain on earth are those people who do not believe in Christ. Therefore, the nations will be reestablished again by the Antichrist. After the great rapture, the Antichrist will be revealed. We do not know who's the person now, because the Bible says that man of sin will be revealed only by that time of rapture, because there will be great chaos, chaotic world. Cars are you know, running in and running without drivers by millions of cars. Pilots, you know, taking flight, and their Christians disappeared. Then the planes were just flying without pilots. And bankers and businesses, no more owners who are Christians. And then there will be a great chaos. Everything stops. Economy stops. Everything stops. And the world is in great danger. So therefore, the Antichrist will appear. He is called Antichrist. There's the word Christ, Savior, because he will save the world. That is why everyone will believe in him. Everyone will believe in him. But we do not know who he is. When Barack Obama was president, they think that Barack Obama was Antichrist. But we cannot really tell. We cannot tell until the rapture strikes. Because that man can solve the problems of the world. He will reestablish this the economy. He will get them back in promotion. That is why everyone listens to him. But again, there is a catch. You must have a mark. Without the mark, you know, you cannot be a part of that society or of that world. The reason being, he needs to know how many people are there. So everyone will have their identification number. But all of these numbers may be different numbers, but they are all the same. It has its, you know, mark as 666. No matter what number is that, but that combination of number still under him. So he's the one in control. And those people who know the Bible will not have the mark. They will never have the mark. And they are the ones to be persecuted. And they will run into the mountains because they cannot live in the city. They cannot use the bus. They cannot buy in countdown. You need to have a mark in order for you to buy in countdown. You need to have a mark in order for you to go to the dealing or to buy a car or to work in the workplaces. You cannot work. So these people will run into the mountains away from the society. So that is what's going to happen at this nation control. This all nations in the world, America, everything, Cambodia, Laos, India, China, Yugoslavia. I think it's Yugoslavia now. I think it's Croatia. So all these nations, Russia, Well, they are going to, because the only nation that will not accept that is Israel. Israel will not accept the rulership of the Antichrist. So therefore, they want Israel, you know, out of the path. And before they will press that, whatever is that weapon that they are going to attack Israel with, the Lord Jesus Christ will arrive. When the Lord Jesus Christ will arrive, it saves Israel, and by that time Israel will believe. So again, it proceeds with a rapture. That is why the blessed hope is the rapture. And we praise the Lord for the rapture. I thank God that He has given us the escape, just like in Noah's time. The Lord said to Noah, build the ark and preach. You know, Noah preached righteousness, as you can see that in the book of Peter. He preached righteousness to the people for 120 years, and the people just mocked Noah. At first, they believed in Noah, but later on, Noah is a fool, you know. I didn't believe in Noah. He's building the ark on top of the mountain. Why not here in the lowland? Why in the mountain? They should not believe in what God said to Noah. But when the rain started, you know, to pour from heaven, and the fountains of the deep, you know, burst out, and then water began to rise, and rain for 180 days, I think, raining, 40 days, and then the water rose to the top, you know, to the top of the mountains, and then the ark of Noah floated in the water. And that is the time that the people saw it, but it's too late because the Lord shut the door of the ark and Noah can go in. But again, before God judged the world, He puts in safety His people. He placed Noah into safety. Now, before the Lord will judge this world, He will place us into safety. That is why the rapture is the same as our Noah's ark. When also God burns Sodom and Gomorrah, God sent warning there. And the angel took Lot and his family out of the city. The same thing, God will take us out of this place before God will pour His wrath upon this world. That is why the rapture is our, you know, blessed hope. We are looking forward for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ that will commence during the rapture. So here, the Bible says, "For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. So then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up." This is in 1 Thessalonians 4:16. "Then we shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." Now in John chapter 14, verse number 2, he said here, John 14, verse number 2, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." And that is a very clear promise of the Lord Jesus, that He will come again and receive you unto Myself. You see, receive you unto Myself. That is the rapture and then the judgment seat of Christ, and then we will be with the Lord from that time and onwards. We will be with the Lord, that where I am, there you may be also. When the Lord Jesus Christ finishes the judgment seat of Christ, and then there is the marriage of the Lamb, and then He will touch down earth, and then the Lord Jesus Christ will touch down earth, but we will follow Him, because He will never leave us anymore. We will be with Him forever. So it says also in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51 to 53, it says that we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortality shall put on immortality. In Titus chapter 2, verse 13, what is this promise? Looking for that blessed hope, that rapture, and the glorious appearing. Glorious appearing of the great God. He is not just man. Jesus Christ is God. And the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Again, in Romans chapter 8, verse 23. Romans 8, 23. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to it, the redemption of our body. Now, the rapture is the salvation of our body. That rapture, you know, today we are saved, but our soul is saved. But our body is not saved yet. Time will come that we will die, we will be put in the grave or cremated. I hope that my family will not cremate me. I really am against cremation, but what can we do, you know? But again, we will die maybe if the Lord will not come soon enough that we are still alive, then we will die. But again, the Bible says here that the word is the redemption of our body, because those people that will be alive at the coming of Jesus Christ will never see death, will never experience death, physical death. They will be alive and then transported to life. That is a great blessing. So many Christians in the past, pastors in the past, they look forward for the coming of the Lord Jesus, that they will not experience physical death. And they prayed about it, but again, the Lord has not arrived yet, so they died. But our body will be saved. This flesh will be changed. Of course, will be changed, but we will not experience physical death if rapture will happen in our lifetime. And there's something that we need to understand about this rapture. There is rapidity of this rapture. In 1 Corinthians 15, 51, 1 Corinthians 15, 51, it says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, in a moment." So this is very quick. Twinkling, that means it's not even twinkle. Part of the twinkle. It's a very quick moment there. The people who believe in Christ disappear just immediately. It's like bam, maybe what remains there is just a clothing. If you watch the movie Left Behind, I don't agree everything that they put there in their movies. I don't agree, but you know that the quickness and then the chaos. And then all this, and then the introduction of the Antichrist. I don't agree with the movie, because they try to destroy the Antichrist, and you cannot do it because it's already in the scripture. No one can destroy that until Jesus Christ will destroy it. And Kirk Cameron trying to do that. So again, what's in the scripture, as long as it's in the Bible, we believe in that. There is rapidity. There's a Greek word here that describe this rapture. It's called atomos. And the speed with which the rapture will occur here is described as atomos. That means that is a moment that you cannot divide. Moment that no more division. What I'm saying is that it's like, you know, we have an hour, 60 minutes. You can divide it into two, 30 minutes and 30 minutes. 1 second. Maybe you can say half a second. So you can divide 1 second. But this movement, it's called atomos. That means without division. It's just one, you know, strand of movement that you cannot divide even that. It will happen and then quickly, it's very quick. Before you finish your blink, it's done. That is how rapid is the rapture. And then, the reason for this rapture is to keep the church out of the tribulation. That is the real purpose of the rapture. So that the people of God will not go through the great tribulation. So the church will be cut out of the world to be kept from the seven tribulation period. And then the rapture will be unexpected. As the Bible says, a thief in the night. Unexpected. All of us are expecting, but a lot of people, even us, will be surprised too. But maybe in that moment, we can realize that, oh, this is it. But for those people outside who do not know the Bible, they have no idea what is that. They have no idea what's going on. And this quick motion, it's called the blink, the wink, or jerk, or twinkle of an eye. Again, the duration of time here is very, very short. And people will not have the time to call on Christ for salvation. They cannot rectify their wrong. There's no moment that will give them a chance to call on the Lord before they can utter the word, before they can say the word, Lord Jesus, before they can finish the word, saying the word, it's done, it's finished. Before they realize it, it's already done, done, finished. That is why this is the moment where, just like the Noah's Ark, and God shut the door of the ark. So it was not Noah who shut the door of the ark. That means if the Lord will shut the door, no one from outside can come in. So that is why the rest of the people in those times perished in the water. So that is the reason why we have this rapture. And also there is the requirement to the rapture. The requirement to be raptured, only those who have been saved by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to save them from their sins will be raptured. Notice again, 1 Corinthians 4:16. 1 Corinthians 4:16. Bible says, 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and notice the phrase, and the dead in Christ. A lot of millions upon millions of people have died, but not all of them died in Christ. A lot of millions of people already died, but there are people there that died along with them who died in Christ. In other words, before they died, they belong to Jesus Christ. They asked Jesus Christ to be their Savior. They asked the Lord Jesus Christ to save them. And the Lord Jesus saved them. And then time arrived that they died in Christ. So, and the dead in Christ, not the dead for Christ, or youth for Christ, or couples for Christ, the dead in Christ. You must have Christ. Before you die, you must receive Christ. Say to the Lord Jesus, Lord, I am a sinner. Come into my heart and save my soul. If you do not say that, I do not know if you can be saved from any other means. Because Romans 10:9 says,
if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. You see, confess. Not your sin, but confess that the only Savior that you have is Jesus Christ. Not your good works, not your religion, not the Pope, not Mama Mary, not your mother, not your parents. The one that can save you is only Jesus Christ. If thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus, and not just say and confess for the sake of confessing, but believe in thy heart. When you confess the Lord Jesus, you know it in your heart. You believe it in your heart. And the Bible says, the last phrase, thou shalt be saved. Once you are saved, then you will just wait for this event. If the event will not happen while you are alive, then the Lord for sure will wake you up in the grave. Remember Lazarus? The Lord Jesus Christ visited Bethany to his friends, Martha and Mary and Lazarus, but Lazarus died. And the Lord Jesus visited there and said, where did you marry him? And then Martha led the Lord to where Lazarus was laid. And then Jesus Christ said, the Lord Jesus said, remove the stone. Then Martha said, no, Lord, it's 4 days already. He died 4 days ago. It must be rotten and sinking. If you believe that I am him, so they removed the stone and followed the Lord's instruction. And then the Lord Jesus Christ said, and he called Lazarus from the grave, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came out from the grave. That call of Jesus Christ to Lazarus will be the same call that Jesus Christ will call those people who are in the grave. Those people in the grave that receive Christ. Rosella, come forth. My mom, my mother can hear it. Mary, come forth. Nana Mary just passed away recently. And the Lord will call their name. In one voice, all the names will be named. And all of them, those who are in the grave, will come out. Those who are in Christ. The dead in Christ do not die without Christ. That is the greatest mistake you can make in this world. You will regret. You will regret it for all eternity. You will regret it if you die without Christ. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord? And was confirmed of God. How shall we escape? I will tell you, no one can escape. No one can escape. If you neglect the great salvation, you cannot escape. Your money cannot protect you. Your youth cannot protect you. Your strength cannot protect you. No one can escape. That is why, you are here, accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Because this might be your last chance. If you are not saved, you better do it. Because we do not know what's going to happen next. I will continue this lesson because, as I said, this is now a more detailed. The previous weeks, I just like take the overview of the topic, the event. But now I realize Pastor Ivor said to me, go to the details. So I will go to the details because it's really good to understand that the details of this. And then we will also expound the Great Tribulation because a lot of happening there, I didn't tell you. A lot of happening there in the Great Tribulation. The seven seals, the bowls, and many others. So we will take a look at that in the coming weeks. But brothers and sisters, if there's anyone here who doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you, receive him. And you will see the beauty and the joy while we are here on earth. And there will be greater joy when you will be with him in heaven. And escape the great tribulation. Let's bow heads and pray.